Welcome to Two Cracked Pots. We're your hosts, Beth Mako
and Christy Fraser.
Okay, today we are talking about mediocrity.
Oh boy.
Which sounds not that exciting, but it is. Okay.
Totally.
It all stemmed from an article I came across by a gal named, and sorry if I jack your name up, girlfriend.
Yes.
Krista O'Reilly Davy DeGue, right?
Mouthful.
She must have hyphenated. Anyway, yes. The article is entitled, What If All I Want Is a Mediocre Life? And I loved it and I was intrigued by it. And I'll just read just the first couple sentences of the article before we get what you think about all
Let's
this too.
It.
But she opens it with saying, What if all I want is a small, slow, simple life? What if I am most happy in the space of in between where calm lives? What if I am mediocre and choose to be at peace with that?
I'm so calm right now after you saying that. Seriously, I'm like...
Krist is gifted.
Yes.
That's what she's gifted
girlfriend,
in her writing,
you
right?
rocked this article.
Totally, totally. Well, Christy, how would you describe your pace of life?
Oh, my heavens. Can you say like somebody's whose hair is on fire on some kind of train ride in a tornado?
Okay, so you breathe deeply often.
Often. Yeah, no.
You meditate regularly? No, no?
I have so much extra time there. No, it's just crazy. We have three kids, teenagers, on down to an eight-year-old.
Yeah.
My husband works part-time. I work full-time. He works full-time.
Like, this is news to me.
No, okay, not news. Okay. Sorry, sorry. I'm already jacking up what he does. I can't even explain it anyways. But anyway, he works full-time. I work part-time. The kids are in school. They're in multiple sports. And, you know, we do church activity stuff. And it's like, it's just a lot.
Yeah.
How about you guys?
You know, in the last year and a half, I'd say we have made a lot of effort to kind of downsize our expectations
sure.
we put on ourselves,
yeah.
really. So maybe we are in pursuit of the mediocre life. I'm not really sure.
It is awesome.
Right. So, my husband, Mike, he used to serve on a number of boards, and he's been pulling off of those, which I like. Because
yes.
I like feeling like I'm... parenting with someone.
Yes, totally.
That's a huge help. Mentally, even just his presence at home, I just feel calmer, you know. I don't know if that's an idol thing or if that's a like God thing. Thank you that there's that's a shared burden, you know. We have not allowed our kids really like I only have a 5 and a almost 3-year-old, right? And we haven't really involved them in a lot of things on purpose. I've said, you need to be involved in swim lessons because you'll die.
Right.
Otherwise.
Oh, totally.
Right?
Yeah. Like, that's probably
so learn
wise.
This life skill. Then we can talk about gymnastics or something else. But I'm not running around like crazy already.
No,
I just can't handle it.
No. And there's total pressure to do it. Even because I remember my kids were little, like your kids' age, and people would say to me, if you want them to be able to play sports in high school, they have to start now. And my kids were like 4 and 5. And I was like,
really?
I'm not getting on the crazy train
like
yet,
learning
man.
Their numbers the right way, you know?
Yeah. Like, and I'm curious if it has to do with age, like in season of life, or can you, even though culture pushes you to go and be somebody, you know, if it's like, okay, if you set it up ahead of time with your littles, maybe you can reach the mediocre life. I like that.
Right. Yeah. I remember, so my husband and I lived in Chicago for a time, and we had the privilege of doing youth ministry for a little while. And there was one gal in the youth group, Kristen. She was an only child like you.
Ooh, love onlys.
Yes. Delightful. Great family. And I remember talking with her parents. Her mom is Deb. And Deb said, oh, with Kristen, she is only allowed to choose one thing. One thing to do, and we do make her go to the church youth group. Like that's church is one thing, and then you get to choose one. And she chose figure skating for a while. I know, right? Really
wow.
in Chicago. But
that's
she did.
Awesome.
And then she also had a season of, I don't know, the horses, equestrian,
right.
I guess. Yeah. Anyway, also really unique, right?
Yeah, I was like, wow, that's
know,
like overachiever. You go, girl.
Yeah, right?
I was an only. Let's not talk about what I did. Holy cow.
Yes. But I remember hearing that from Dad. This was, of course, before I was a parent, right?
Yes.
And I'm like, that is so, like, what a small life you're giving her. But she gave her a bigger life.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, she had so much more freedom than I see in my own kids sometimes, where I remember just the other day riding in the car and Hazel goes, Mom, is there ever a day that we can just stay at home?
Oh,
That made me so sad.
Yeah.
And I'm not a busy parent.
No, you're not.
Like, anyway, so it just got me thinking. You had mentioned the expectations thing and the culture pressure, right?
Oh,
the cultural
yeah.
pressure. I love these two parts of the article that yeah. Krista wrote. She said, "What if I never build an orphanage in Africa, but instead send bags of groceries to people here and there mm-hmm. and maybe support a couple of kids through sponsorship? What if I just offer the small gifts I have to the world and let that be enough?" And then another part, which I think is really convicting. What if I just accept this mediocre body of mine that is neither small nor big, just in between? And if I embrace that I have no desire to work for rock hard abs or 18% body fat, love her honesty.
Yes.
And I make peace with it and decide that when I lie on my deathbed, I will never regret having just been me. Take me or leave me.
Love that. And yeah, and I had a whole nother part of the article that really hit me, and it was, what if I am a mom who delights in her kids but needs time for herself and sometimes just wants to be first and doesn't like to play?
Yeah.
But who hugs and affirms and supports her kids in their passions? A mediocre mom who can never live up to her own expectations of good enough, let alone yours. And that last line was like, hallelujah chorus going off, because honestly
that makes me want to cry.
Yeah, because you have I mean, we talk about, you know, there's culture and there's, you know, all these kind of pressures, but your own pressure is what really deflates you the quickest as a mom. And I think also, you know, you and I both have a hard time not rolling stuff around in our minds constantly, making being, you know,
are we screwing
them
up?
Yeah, I know. It's gosh, are we going to ruin you if you're not in this? And how about if you were supposed to play in the NFL and I didn't start you in football till you were 12? You know, and it's like, okay, God's in charge of that stuff and he's going to direct, you know, your steps. And so as the parent, it's so nice to be able to look at an article like this, because it gives you time again to go, hold up.
Permission.
Yes. Permission. Totally. To just be able to sit and go, let's think about that a second.
Right.
I think I'm struggling with this, because even though I say I want to slow down, I don't like that my life is taking me by the collar and whipping me around like crazy, like a rag doll, you know?
Right.
And it's like, but I am allowing it. So what is it we really want out of life? And then you got to make decisions. Like you said, Mike's made a lot of changes in just his own personal life of things that he could be doing outside the home.
Right. Which are good things.
Yes. None of them are bad.
Right.
You know,
right.
But saying, no, we want to simplify a little bit more so that our family becomes the priority and what we choose to do in that.
Yeah.
You know,
and not to say, and see, this is where, right. This, this is where I feel like part of the pressure comes from. Not to say that the busy families out there
aren't
making their families a priority.
Correct.
But not putting their, what works for them,
yes.
that pressure on us or on me and my family.
Totally. It's like the Facebook thing for me. When I look at Facebook, I get completely disappointed in how I've run my life, because you're like, holy cow, this person's getting a lot done and looking good doing it.
Yes.
I look like a train wreck just waking up.
Right.
I haven't even started anything yet, you know? And it's like, oh, okay, how am I going to be them? Well, I'm not them.
Right.
I didn't. Hello. Did you not hear when we did our sleep thing? I need like 12 hours of sleep.
Everybody is a junk drawer. That's what I feel like. You know what I mean? Like,
yes. But even some people's junk drawer is organized compared to my junk drawer.
That's true. I judge them a little.
Oh, totally. I know. I have problems with that.
Let's be honest.
But it's like, that's where that comparison trap comes in, and why this article for me becomes very like, oh, thank you for stating that so well. And I mean, all the different aspects of it. So done, girlfriend.
Yes, she did. I felt like, she gave her readers permission to really reevaluate what they're involved in, what they commit to, and the freedom to say no to things. Because we're not so great with boundaries. Like, let's just be honest. Few people are really, really good with boundaries.
Right.
So we always want to throw out a question to our listeners.
Yes. Yes. Let's do it. All right, listeners. What would you cut out if someone gave you the permission to quit?
Yes.
And it's like, quit has become like a bad word.
Totally.
Where it's like, kind of goes along with the F word, not that one, failure.
Yes.
And it's like, you know what? Sometimes God asks you to, I mean, there's that verse that says, be still and know that I am God. So many of us are running around so crazy. There is no still.
Right.
So really, what's the importance again on that? So what would you give yourself permission to quit if you could, listeners? We'd love to hear you.
Yes. Find us on Twitter. It's at Two Cracked Pots, or you can email us. It is at Two Cracked Pots, but it's the number two, at the number two, right? Two Cracked Pots. That's where you can find us on Twitter to answer the question. We'd love to hear your feedback. What would you cut out of your schedule? Yes. What would you cut if you had the permission to quit? It's liberating, right?
It is.
What would you quit, Christy?
All sorts of things. What I would love to quit are things that I shouldn't quit. Like, could I get a cook? Because I don't want to cook. Because that takes forever to think of that. But honestly, let's see. And the busyness of it all. Boy, what would I quit? You know, selfishly, I love watching my kids do their passions. And it's so fun to cheer them on and watch them start stepping out in their individuality.
Confidence.
And they're growing. And they're, you know, it's like my son, my oldest is 14, Caleb, and he woke up and looks like a mini man all of a sudden. It's crazy. I don't know what happened.
Not so mini, but
almost 6 foot, but whatever. So, I think I would probably, if I could cut something out. You know what I would cut out is my expectation on myself. That's what I would cut out.
I feel like that's a trump card. That's pretty good, though.
It is kind of a trump card, but it really is where I'm at, where it's like, because we can't talk for another 45 minutes, you know, you don't want to hear me pontificating. It's like, you know, I would say that because I have a high expectation on how I should be and how I should be with my kids and how my kids should be instead of like, no, you know what? We're just going to be today, whatever that looks like, and let it happen.
Yes. You know, I think about the New Year's resolutions because I have a few friends, it surprises me how many actually, who approach the new year and go, what's your word for the year?
Sure.
Which is a cool practice,
really.
I think that's awesome. And many of them are prayerful about it, and they have this new word to dedicate the whole year to.
Great.
And I remember trying to do this with a few of them. Like a couple years in a row, I get the same word, man.
Oh,
I get the,
and what is it?
Obedience.
Oh,
obedience. I'm like, I don't know. I don't trying to think. No, I don't care. I just help me to be obedient because I know that's where real joy is found. Right. So when I was thinking about the hope of, the hope in the midst of a busy life, a busy schedule, how do we know that we're enough, I guess?
Yeah.
I was brought to Matthew 22. It's at the end of the chapter, excuse me. Matthew 22, verse 36, it starts. These are the Sadducees and Pharisees talking to Jesus. They say, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" And Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself." But then verse 40, which we often don't read, right?
Yeah.
"All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments."
Wow.
And the way that I picture it, I go, okay, so Jesus just said, love God, love others.
Right.
We hear that all the time.
Totally.
But everything else that either scripture lays out for a good life or whatever we would project on ourselves will fall under those. Like obedience and enough falls under loving God and loving others, just trying those things and loving them well. And that looks different for every person, and it looks different based on your capabilities, I guess.
Right.
So when I think about the mediocre article, I love the permission it gives to reduce expectations. Rest a little bit more, but that also gives you the freedom to go, wait a minute, Lord, where am I actually faithful? Who am I faithful to?
Right.
You know, and just help me to obey in just those areas, because that's the key thing, right? And it's not about working your way into heaven. If I do this, then I'll get there. It's about God giving you a good, peaceful life. He's the Prince of Peace. That's what he wants for you.
Exactly.
You know? Anyway, so.
Exactly.
That's where I ended up. Would you pray for our listeners?
Yes, I would love to. All right, you guys. Lord Jesus, I just thank you for who you are, God. I thank you that you are the Prince of Peace, and I thank you that you're the great I am, and there's no God like you.
Yes.
And God, I just pray for our listeners in this moment, Lord, whatever expectations they have on themselves, whatever crazy schedule they're staring at in their calendars today, God, I pray that they would take a minute to stand before you and just rest and say, God, help me to be obedient, lead me in the way that you want me to go.
Yes.
God, I thank you that you've been gracious gracious to us, God, by sending Jesus and by allowing us not only to have freedom in him, but God, that we also have the freedom to make choices. And so, God, I pray that our choice today would be to love you and to love others. And God, that that would be the goal of our families and how we relate to our husbands and our kids and our parents and our relatives, God, that they would really see that in all of our lives. So God, I just pray that you would go with them today. And I know that you do. And God, I just, again, I thank you for your word that is full of truth and encouragement and hope. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Thanks for listening. We'd like to expand the ministry of Two Cracked Pots, but need your help to do so. Take a minute and visit patreon.com/twocrackedpots to partner with us by donating as little as $1 per episode. Have episode ideas or want to advertise with us? Send us a message on Facebook or Twitter at Two Cracked Pots or email twocrackedpots@gmail.com.